from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Police identify alleged mastermind in Paris terror. French officials say they've identified the mastermind behind the terrorist attack in Paris as Belgian national Abdelhamid Aboud. Aboud is said to be in Syria. Belgium authorities had sought Aboud earlier this year for a foiled terror attack on police. Belgium media described Aboud then as of Moroccan descent, suspected of leading an Islamic extremist cell in the eastern town of Verviers. Belgium has been working hand-in-hand with the French. This is the Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders.
We are, first of all, in a very good collaboration with France about the investigations, and we try to go further, to try to have a very clear vision of the networks and to try to eradicate that. Of course, it's the first step, and we'll discuss also with our colleagues about the political solution, not here, but also in Syria and in Iraq, how it's possible to stop the war there.
French police have released a photo of a suspect who's still at large from the Friday night attacks on Paris that killed more than 130 people. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels, Belgium. The city, of course, remains tense. VOA spoke with correspondent Daniel Scharf, who's in Paris, who tried to capture the mood of the city.
Lots of attention, lots of concern that, this is not over yet. The prime minister also warned that further attacks could happen in the coming days, weeks, or months ahead. So people are still on edge and very vigilant. But at the same time, we also see very strong shows of solidarity, patriotism, that France will not be cowed by terrorists, that life will go on more or less as normal, although people will be very much aware of their surroundings and security because of these horrific attacks.
This is VOA News. One of the people killed in the Paris terror attacks is an American student from California. Sunday, hundreds of people gathered on the campus of California State University, Long Beach, to remember Noemi Gonzalez. Elizabeth Lee reports from Long Beach, California, a city 40 kilometers south of Los Angeles.
The imprint Noemi Gonzalez created in her community is reflected inside the ballroom of the University Student Union. Her family, classmates, and teachers packed this room to remember a young woman described as outgoing, funny, and energetic. Deborah Green was one of Gonzalez's classmates.
The most spirited little firecracker. Just such a little spark plug.
A senior design student at California State University, Long Beach, the 23-year-old Gonzalez was studying in Paris in a semester abroad program. She was at a restaurant during the terrorist attacks and was killed. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Long Beach, California.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Barack Obama is at the G20 summit in Turkey. He's described the terrorism attacks on Paris sites as an attack on the civilized world. The meeting of world leaders was meant to focus on trade, energy, and climate change, but the terrorist attacks in Paris have overshadowed all the other topics. However, British Prime Minister David Cameron speaks about Syria here.
You know, we've been coming to these G8s and G7s and G20s and talking about this issue over and over again, and yet the body count has piled up, the migration issue has got worse, the terrorism situation has deteriorated, and that's why compromise is necessary to try and get this political deal. But in the end, it's not a political deal that can be imposed from outside, it's a political deal that the Syrian people themselves have to not just accept, but welcome. Otherwise, it won't work.
President Obama is set to meet with Mr. Cameron along with several other world leaders today as the summit at the Turkish Mediterranean resort town of Antalya comes to an end. French President Francois Hollande was scheduled to come to the meeting but remained in France following the terrorist attack in Paris. The United States has transferred 5 Yemeni detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the United Arab Emirates. The 5 low-level detainees had been held at the U.S. military prison for more than a decade. None had been charged with a crime. And a Ukrainian soldier was killed and 8 others wounded in attacks in the country's east as fighting between government forces and pro-Russia separatists intensified despite a ceasefire deal. Under the deal, both sides have to have withdrawn most weapons from the front line as part of a 12-point plan. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.